Hello and welcome to the podcast Going Down in the DM. I'm Delaney.
And I'm Maya. Today, we're going to be talking about a few things, but Instagram for first.
It goes down in the DM. It goes down in the DM.
Yeah, so this is actually like a funny story because I know that a few months ago we definitely made a whole podcast about how we need to stop letting social media like run our lives and like you know, be the forefront of our identities, but that's all still true. We're just looking at it in a different way now.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think it's all a mindset thing because there are, like, regardless if you're trying to grow on Instagram or not, like, it could become super toxic, even if you're not trying to grow. You know what I mean? Even if you're just a regular user, I feel like it could become super toxic. So, but what we're trying to tell you guys, basically, Delaney and I have decided to take Instagram seriously. We are now influencers, and I know people laugh at that, but, like, as soon as you post one thing that's, like, influencer-like, you're an influencer. I don't care. As soon as you post some sort of content, influencer, period. A lot of people are influencers. Period. Like, own it
now. I agree.
We're influencers.
And you don't have to be an influencer over 10,000 people. You can be an influencer over two people, and it's the
same thing. It's called micro-influencing, which is currently what we're doing.
Exactly. Period. Anywho. But yeah, basically, I think it's interesting that we've decided to do it now because a lot of people don't really like Instagram anymore. Like, people have moved apps, and people are like, follow me on Twitter. Like, I'm not even using Instagram anymore. But I think now is the best time because of that. Like, people are leaving, so there's more room for new influencers.
Yeah. I was going to tell you before we were starting recording, again, ask if you had a similar problem, but my feed, I don't even see regular people. I'm saying regular, but, you know, I don't even see people who are non-influencers anymore.
Oh, yeah.
My feed is only companies. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, is this what everyone's feed looks like? Or is this only what Instagram now is catering mine to because they've seen what I look up? They see the hashtags and stuff. And like, is that what yours looks like?
Yeah, I don't think it's definitely. I feel like that's everyone. That I don't see pretty much any of the people I follow. Like, all I see are verified people. I see, like, clothing brands the most. And it's not even clothing brands that I follow. It's, like, ads.
Yeah.
But, like, I guess I interact with them. I don't know. But I rarely ever see, like, a friend's post unless they post it on their story.
No, yeah. I just wanted to confirm that, like, that was how everyone's Instagram is now. Because I'm, like, I wouldn't want to use it if that's what it was looking like. But I think for our purpose of it, it's good because if they're only showing people who are, like, maximizing the algorithm and, like, trying to get followers, then that means they'll probably push our content. So, good.
You know, I will say that I do see one of our friends, he posts a lot of reels and he posts, like, clothing reels. Like, that's just, like, what his content is. And I pretty much see him every time that he posts.
Oh, yes, that's true. That is true.
Yeah,
so I think it just favors people who are posting, basically.
I would say to start, like, we should really start incorporating, like, we've talked about this, like, reels and Instagram stories. Like, those are the most.
Yeah.
Those are what people see the most.
Yeah.
I just know sometimes I get nervous to post, like, reels on my feed because I feel like I work so hard on my Instagram theme that, like, a reel just doesn't, like, it doesn't fit.
Yeah. Well, you can take it off your grid profile. There's that option. Like, you could post a reel to your feed. Like, you could post it to your feed, right? And then whenever you feel like it, you can take it off your grid profile. And it'll just show up under the reels
part. But it's still
part.
On your feed?
But it's in the reels. It's not on your main page. It's only when people click the reels. The point of sharing it to feed is just so more people see it. You know?
Gotcha. Okay, I didn't know that. Because I was trying to see if I could, like, take it off, but I just didn't, like, I didn't see the option after I'd already posted, so I was just confused, but
it says, like, remove from grid layout or something like that. Like, it's weird, it's worded weirdly, but I have taken all of mine off of my thing. I do it, I think I read after, like, 24 hours to take it off. Not that you have to, but, like, if you don't want it there, at least give it 24 hours. Definitely. So it could, like, marinate on people's feeds or if they go to your account it'll be there. I don't know, it's like an interesting place right now. I feel like because I like used to hate, like, all social media. I low-key still hate it. Like, I was telling Delaney this. Same. I feel like it's, like, a internalized thing because, like, I obviously want to grow, like, on my social media platforms. I don't only want to be on one thing. And it's actually super hard to migrate from different platforms. You know, like, if you're big on one.
I agree.
You have to be super big on that platform to get them to other platforms. You know what I mean? You can't just have, like, you know, like, 10K. Yeah, like, it's not going to work. What you mean. Yeah, so I feel like I can't just grow my YouTube and expect it to come to Instagram. I have to, like, organically grow them simultaneously. Yeah. But then I'm like, I don't want to care about Instagram. Like, I just want to post whatever I want to post.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, like, that's all a part of it. Like, Instagram is where you get sponsorships. It's where you, you know what I mean? Like, it's part of, it's part of it. So I feel like I can't be a YouTuber and not have my my Instagram up to date. I don't know.
I don't know. What you said earlier about, like, you want to be able to post whatever you want. I feel like there is a happy medium. Like, I feel like a lot of influencers post every day. And every day you're not going to have, like, the best, most beautifully edited photograph.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, like, there's room to post whatever you want. Maybe just not every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I agree. It's really hard to, like, post whatever you want because I feel like there is a stigma around, like, posting whatever you want. Like, it has to be, like, a trendy, good whatever you want type.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's like, what if I just want to post my remote to my TV? Like, I mean, I probably would never do that, but
I think, like, people that, like, accounts that I've been looking on were Ava Jules and Hannah Meloche, but that's for a different reason, which you guys will find out soon. I kind of gave it away.
Don't forget,
but whatever.
Lexi Hidalgo. She has
I was like, her, Tara Michelle, Alicia Marie, like, those are the people that I've been looking at for, like, inspiration and, like, just to see how they kind of guide their Instagram. Because they post almost every day or every other day, but their posts don't seem, like, overbearing to me or, like, too much, you know? And, like, all of their posts, at least to me, they look like they're not trying. They look like they're keeping it casual. But maybe to them, they're probably like, oh, let me take a picture of this for Instagram. You know what I mean? So I think it's just the way you come off.
Yeah.
The way that it's presented.
Yeah, that's very true.
Like, maybe to us, taking content isn't casual, but it ends up, to the public, it looks casual. That's true. I don't know.
That's a good point.
It's all like a learning, I think, because we kind of just started this, like, Sunday. So
I would say, no, we have one more podcast, but Mai talked about a big thing coming up soon, and I feel like it's really gonna, I'm so excited for the content to come out of it.
Yeah, I agree.
You keep freezing. This sucks.
Oh, can you see me?
Guys, we're on FaceTime. We're still quarantined. What?
Yeah. I was just telling you that all I said was I agree. Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but it's like every time we talk, it's like a little bit frozen, and then like the words come like really fast. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Sorry, guys.
But yeah, what was I even saying?
You were talking about.
Oh yeah, I was just saying that. Yeah. I'm just really excited for the content. So, if I were you, I would definitely go follow us on our main accounts on Instagram if you don't already.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's on our, I mean, we both kind of have different usernames. I just don't feel like spelling our names, but go on our podcast Instagram and you'll be able to find our main account Instagrams and follow us if you want.
Yes. It's just our names. And if you guys are interested in like, I mean, obviously like, okay, we were just saying this too. Like we've both grown in followers, but then we've lost followers too. So the number doesn't really reflect it. But in like 3 weeks from now, check back in. And if you guys want, like, a how to grow on Instagram podcast or, like, what we did or whatever, like, we're not going to gatekeep it. We want to enjoy everyone. We want everyone to grow and, you know, use it to your advantage. Like, F it. Like, everyone should be an influencer in the year of 2021. Like, let's say F a 9-to-5 job and everyone just become influencers.
Literally.
That should be pretty fun.
What was I going to say? I was going to say that everyone deserves a fair shot at like becoming an influencer. So like,
and it's all an equal playing field. And there's room for everyone. It's like people always feel like, oh, like there's so many college vloggers already. There's so many podcasts already. But like, just do it. Who cares? What? There's like room for everyone because Who like cares? You're different. There's something about you that's different than anyone else. It might just be how you look. It might be how you speak. It might be where you're from. Like, there's always something like different about you and unique that makes you stand out. Exactly. So you should just try.
I agree. But yeah, 2021 is the year of taking Instagram seriously, I guess.
Taking it seriously with a casual twist.
Period.
Period.
Is that the name of this podcast?
Maybe. Yeah, sure.
Okay. I don't know.
Funny. I actually, yesterday, I took such a pretty picture. Oh my gosh. I'm like obsessed with it. I'm posting it on Instagram today. It's not of me.
Oh, really?
It's of a book. Yeah. But I'm going to send it to you after this.
Okay.
It's so pretty. I'm like obsessed with it. Like, it's my wallpaper now. I love it so much.
Oh, really? Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just wait and see.
Yeah, I'm actually tell you. I mean, it's ready on my Instagram if you guys want to go look at it. It's just like a book. Like the book. I'm doing a book review basically today. And I... I like dangled like a piece of jewelry over the page and then I put like my reading glasses like on it and I have it like spread open and I like edited it to be like very aesthetic to like my page. I don't know. It's nice. I like it. But I was like, wow, Maya, I'm proud of you. This is nice and creative.
Good job.
Thank you.
I need to take a picture today. I don't post every day. I just post whenever like I feel like it, but it's usually like every other day. Now,
yeah,
but I don't have a picture right now to post.
Yeah, I took a lot of like filler pictures, you know.
Yeah,
I'm trying. Yeah, I'm gonna try to do like one of me, two filler, one of me, two filler. At least right now, because I don't really like I broke my tripods. I don't like they work, but like I just feel like they aren't. They're not like stable. So actually, I was going to tell you this. I purchased a new one that one of my favorite YouTubers uses. Mm-hmm. And apparently it closes up to like fit in your pocket. So.
Oh, really?
Do you get what I'm saying?
Oh.
And it's Bluetooth.
I know. I get the
gist.
And y'all guys will have to just find out in the next podcast. Next one?
Oh, my God. No, not the next one. The next. Oh, we could tell them in the next one.
Yeah.
Or the next one.
Okay.
Maybe.
So come back next week.
Yeah. Well, they can't know next week. They can't know next week. Because it won't be on.
Okay, we wouldn't don't come back next week.
Sorry, guys.
Unless we post on Friday.
Yeah.
No, it's okay.
I'm posting Saturday. Like, afternoon-ish, morning-ish. I was going to post.
Okay.
And say what I'm saying. And then tell everyone.
Gotcha.
I don't know, guys. Just stay tuned. We'll see.
Just keep listening.
But yeah, the tripod should be coming in like tomorrow. So we'll see if it's the truth, if it actually folds down that little and can be taken places.
Yeah.
We'll see. But I was like, this is so perfect. This will be awesome for like all means of life.
Yeah. I was thinking about getting a selfie stick. But I was like,
I think it turns into one.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. You know what I really want? No,
what?
I'm giving it away. I was going to say. Okay, I'm just going to be vague. When we're at a point where there's an amazing view after, like, a long workout, like, taking a picture, like, the selfie stick.
like a parent picture.
Yeah.
Like, yay! We should do that.
Okay. Stay tuned on Instagram, guys. Go follow us.
Cute.
It's our names. And Delaney has 777 after hers. And mine is just my name.
Yeah, because I want everyone to see it to have good luck and prosperity and abundance.
Yeah, I like that. I think that's cool. Like, you could be someone's, like, sign, you know? Like, someone's like, oh, can I have a sign?
Yeah.
Like, you could be their sign.
I can do that for you guys.
Then they'll follow you.
That's actually cool. I've been seeing so many angel numbers recently. Like, oh, my, it's crazy. When it happens, I'm like, I try to, like, remember what I'm thinking about. And I'm like, okay, so how can that incorporate into my life? Like, what kind of message are, like, my spirit guys trying to tell me right now? Like, I just try to, like, stay in tune. And I never know. Like, what I'm supposed to be, like, remembering or taking away.
Yeah. I see 34. Like, I've said this before, but I see it almost every single hour. And I've, like, looked up, and they said that, like, any number technically has a meaning.
Yeah.
But I've never heard someone say what the meaning of 34 is. Like, I've heard 1234. I've heard of, like, 1111, you know, 444. Mm-hmm. But, like, yeah, no one's ever just said what, like, 34 means. And, like, I looked online, but, like, I don't know if I believe it. I used to see
34 a lot. I thought it was because I was, like, because of LOQ sisters.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, my God, I'm thinking about them, I guess. But mm-hmm. I haven't seen it recently. I really see... I've been seeing 777 a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been seeing, like, 1111, like, 4 ones.
Yeah.
And then 3s. So I need to look up what 3 means. I'm not sure what 3 means.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know,
but... Interesting.
Yeah. Do you comment down below if you guys see angel numbers, because... And let us know if you know, like, the meanings and what you've taken away from seeing them, because I would like to know more about it. And part of me kind of wants to start, like buy a tarot card deck just mm-hmm. for myself, not to, like, give readings to other people.
Yeah.
But I'm really lazy, so I don't know, like, how to teach myself how to do readings and stuff.
Yeah. I know someone I watch, they pull one every day for themselves, mm-hmm. but... This is why me and Delaney are twin flames. Like, we literally have the same exact thoughts, because I know people are gonna be like, she's just saying she thought that too because Delaney just said that, but like, I literally had the same thought, like, oh my God, should I like pull them for myself? Oh, really? Like, that's a good idea. But the same thing, I feel like I put a lot of weight on that type of stuff, so I'm like, what if I pull a card that says like, today's gonna be like a terrible day for you? And then, like, I'm just going to go through the day, like, oh, my God. Like what's going to go wrong?
This is terrible. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very
true. So, I don't know. I'm getting so hot. And also,
every TikTok I see with a tarot card, it's always like, he's coming, someone from your past. I'm like, shut up. Like, I don't, like, no.
Yeah. No, thank you. No one is coming. Yeah.
But, yeah. I have class in, 10:34.
My God.
It's crazy. But, yeah, I have class in 6 minutes, guys.
Okay, yeah, I have class in, like, 20, so. Actually, more than that. Thanks I don't know. Watching. I can't do math.
This is kind of a random. What? You have math?
No, I was just saying I can't do math. So, it's not in 20 minutes. It's more like 40, but I just can't
it's talk. Okay. They're going to time you. If you made it this far in the video, comment a camera. So, like, an Instagram camera, because we kind of talked about Instagram in this video.
Yeah.
But
yeah. And go follow our Instagrams, obviously. Please. Thank you. We post and the also, content. Also,
comment down below if you want an astrology episode, because I've been educating myself, and I want to let you guys know on the stuff that I've learned, but not if you're not interested.
Yeah.
And then, Maya, you can talk about crystals, because I feel like you know a lot about crystals.
Yeah, I like crystals. Yeah, for sure. I got you guys. And Delaine, just let us know.
And we'll do it. Let us know, guys. All right. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.